Burnaby is renewing its official community plan, which will plan for the next 25 years of growth in the city, and it's time for the public to get involved. As the city prepares to grow to 360,000 residents by 2050, residents can tell officials what they want the future to look like at one of four visioning events in June. The feedback will help the city prepare different land use scenarios, showing how the city could accommodate anticipated growth and explain what trade-offs there would be between the options. The city will host four public events, one per quadrant of the city, inviting community members to take part in an evening of entertainment, engagement and discussion. The visioning sessions will include entertainment by local artists, storytelling and keynote speakers on topics related to the OCP. Attendees will also participate in facilitated table discussions to share their vision and values with the city. Online registration is required by Friday, June 9th to attend an event. Burnaby OCP event dates Nikkei National Museum and Cultural Center, Wednesday, June 14th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., 6688 South Oaks Crescent, The Amazing Brentwood, Thursday, June 15th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., 4567 Loheed Highway, Bonsor Recreation Complex, Tuesday, June 20th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., 6550 Bonsor Avenue, Confederation Seniors Center, Wednesday, June 21st from 6 to 8:30 p.m., 4585 Albert Street. Residents can also take an online survey to share their perspective. The public engagement phase over the next year will focus on establishing the community's vision, values and goals for the city in 2050. The engagement will also include pop-up events at various community events and festivals throughout the summer, including Hats Off Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, Canada Day and more. As the long-range vision for a city, the OCP must deal with certain topics, including residential development required to meet anticipated housing needs over a period of at least 5 years, present and proposed commercial, industrial, institutional, agricultural, recreational and public utility land uses, present and proposed public facilities like schools, parks and waste treatment sites, major road, sewer and water system phasing, sand and gravel deposits for extractions, restriction on using land subject to hazardous conditions or as environmentally sensitive to development. The OCP must also include policies for providing affordable and rental housing, special needs housing, and set targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. For more information, see the city's project website.